Hi, KTWB.
Yeah, I need to speak to Chris Carter and Doc Murphy.
This is Chris Carter and Doc Murphy. Is this Larry?
It's me.
Good morning, Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, it's always good to speak at you. Sorry, I got me a mouth full of bagel.
That's multitasking.
I'm going to have me a bagel with some delicious cream cheese. Put the daggum cream cheese on. Hotter than hell. I don't know what kind it is. My mouth's burning. I was going to enjoy a nice bagel. I'm sitting here in my underbreeches. My mouth's burning like a damn fire truck. It's one of them days, boys. One of them days.
Hey, we're with you.
Well, you know, here's the thing about it. It's hot. It's killing my mouth. I don't like hot foods.
Wait, whoa. You don't like hot foods?
I've never been a spicy guy. I've never been one to eat spicy food.
Huh. I thought...
Not a big fan of spicy.
Aren't you the spokesperson for...
Yeah. Don't you sell spicy food?
A lot of people like it. I'm not a fan of it.
Are you going to...
You can get heartburn by other reasons. Ain't just food.
Are you going to keep eating that bagel while we...
He's multitasking.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't eaten in 4 days.
Four days?
I'm on a hunger strike.
You're on a hunger strike?
Yeah, I'm on a hunger strike.
For what's the cause?
Well, until Obama gets out of office.
It's going to be...
4 days is a good start.
It's going to be a while.
Well, I thought this Benghazi thing was going to get him, but it looks like he's going to get through this. No, I'm just kidding. No, I've been on a diet. I'm down to, what the hell am I down to? 240 pounds.
What?
I was 280 when I started filming Only in America.
No kidding.
I'm down 40.
That's impressive. Well done.
Yeah. My wife, God love her, my wife got me a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost 40 pounds trying to avoid that dude.
Larry, the Cable Guy is at Sioux Falls Arena tonight. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster and at the arena box office. You're a busy guy. You're out on tour now, but don't you got a lot of things going on.
This bagel is so damn hot. You know what? We do have a lot of things happen. We got my not only am I on tour here for the rest of the month, but my TV show Only in America, I just wrapped it up. I'm wrapping up a cartoon called The Bounty Hunters with Bill and Jeff for CMT.
Yeah.
I just shot a movie with Tyler Perry that's going to come out December 23rd.
Jeez.
And I'm in the process of shooting, or as the Harvard educated say, I'm in the proceeds. You ever notice that? It's process. They always say proceeds. I guess it makes you sound smarter. So I'm in the proceeds of finishing a couple new private set commercials, and it's been a busy year.
You're a busy guy.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm very thankful for it. But now I'm almost done with them, so I'll.
Then that's it? You just calling it quits?
No, I ain't calling it quits, but I'm going to slow down a little bit. I miss my family.
Sure.
The last 6 months of the year, I was only home 27 days.
Yeah, you deserve a break.
I want to spend some more time with the family, but I enjoy what I do. I like making people laugh.
What does Larry do for vacation? Once you're done with all this and things quiet down, do you take a big trip or you just hang out at home?
I'll tell you what we enjoy doing. We love staying at that Holiday Inn Express. I mean, they got a nice pool down there, and they got the honor system on the snack bar down there. And it's just real nice. So we'll go do something like that.
Hey, I have a question for you. I want to come back to Only in America in a little bit, but I read that you guys, you and Jeff and
Bill
are talking about a theme park? Is that true?
Yeah, it's down there in Alabama, blue collar country.
Really?
And we're going to have as soon as you walk in, you got 4 barber shops that give you a mullet on the way in. Gonna have Jeff Foxworthy mustache rides. It'll be a fun deal. No, you know what? Yeah, we are. We partnered up with these developers. They wanted to do a theme park called Blue Collar Country, kind of like a cross between Branson and and Wisconsin Dells. And sure. It's a real nice area. Hopefully they can get it up and running, but they wanted to build it all around us, around what we've built, Blue Collar Comedy. And so we lent them everything they needed. They do that, and hopefully they can come through with it. We're excited about it. If it goes, it goes.
I just lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Coming back to
I
what we were
talking about. I do that to a lot of people because you ought to try talking to me in person.
You're so handsome.
I'm like the Brad Pitt of comedy here.
Yes, that's what we said constantly.
How many times a day does someone yell out, get her done to you?
This bagel is so damn hot. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I don't care how many times they yell get her done out to me because it's a good phrase to say. It's a positive phrase. And it means that you're still relevant and people like you. So I enjoy the get her done.
There, you've done something in your career. There is, sooner or later, we're all going to pass away. But 50
wow,
years from
thanks,
now,
Mr. Happy.
100 years from now, you are still going to be a major part of kids' life. So you were in Cars and Cars 2, and that is... That's the second most popular franchise movie in history. That you are a major part of history now. How much has that done for you, or how has that affected your life?
It was a really cool thing. And let me just say before I talk about it, you're the only guy that somehow insert death and dying into a conversation. Mm-hmm. But
that's a talent.
Yes, yeah, soon we will all be rotting in coffee. Thank you.
Hopefully later rather than sooner.
Hey, everybody, enjoy your trip to work. Hey! By the way, you're going to be having work.
See Larry the Cable Guy tonight at the arena while you can.
That's right. You know what? The Pixar thing was awesome. It was one of the funnest things I've ever done, and John Lasseter has become a dear friend of mine. He's a super, super good individual. And, the fact that you go out there to Cars Land and my voice is all over it. I mean, it's really cool. I never would have imagined that in a million years. So there's not much, this makes me happy. It's pretty cool that one day when I'm, dead.
we don't have to keep coming back to that.
My kids will be, with their grandkids and they can go, that was my dad did that. This is kind of a cool deal. Hopefully we won't be, socialized country by then, and there'll still be theme parks, and people won't all be in work camps.
Wow. Let's move on, shall we?
Boy, between me and you, we're just bringing this thing right down.
I feel like I need to be the happy one.
Such a positive, happy phone call.
Let's move on
to... Look forward to, kids. One day you're going to die, and your country might be lost forever. Hey, but other than that, enjoy them pop-ups.
All right, moving on. You brought it up. Let's talk about the TV.
The world's fallen into a one-world government socialism. America is no more, and you're about to. You'll die at any time. You're definitely death is always going to be there. But now here's Kenny Chesney.
Let's talk about the TV show Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy. You look like you have a blast on this thing.
I do enjoy it. That's a fun show to do. I get to meet a lot of cool people, and I get to do a lot of cool things. So it is a lot of fun. We had an episode last night that aired, and I got to tell you, I told everybody it's going to be my best season, my funniest season. Mm-hmm. And last night I didn't disappoint. I even made my wife loves the show. My wife has a great sense of humor, but it's hard to make her really belly laugh. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I had her going last night about four or five different times. I mean, it was just a fun show last night. So it's just a good positive show about America. And I just go around the country and I just show why it's a great country.
It's a great show. It's on the History Channel every Wednesday night.
It is such a good show. I watch it with my son, and you learn, mm-hmm. which is
educational,
has its pluses and minuses. But also, it's so fun to see you kind of learn along with the viewer, and Larry the Cable Guy, the comedy kind of comes and goes, and you. become real and you find out these things and you're fascinated. Like with the, I remember.
Oh my
the,
gosh, I'm just as interested in it as anybody else. Now look, the show's about who I'm. The show ain't about me. I mean, I install the humor and do that, but. Mm-hmm. I'm genuinely interested in what I'm doing. I find it to be fascinating, a lot of the things I get to do. And it's all ad-libbed. It's unscripted. I mean, every now and then, you know, I'll set something up to where somebody has to do something stupid. But you can tell when that is. I basically sometimes even tell you I'm doing it.
True.
For the most part, 99% of that show is completely, I don't know what I'm going to say till it comes out of my mouth. So it's a lot of fun.
And surprisingly touching a couple sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, people, it is. I mean, there was a few episodes in the first two seasons where there was some crying going on. It was just some heartwarming stories, and I enjoyed doing them. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with showing that side, you know. I mean... Yeah, so I think that's what makes it a good show. It's pretty well-rounded.
And you might be killed sometime. I've seen you with tigers and lions
Here
and
we go,
gators.
Back to this again.
I know. Well, it's inevitable, you know.
At least...
You're right, though. It is. I debate on doing another season. I debated on doing the third one, but I did it. And I debate on doing another one. I always talk to my wife about it because, in all honesty, I do a lot of dangerous things mm-hmm. that I shouldn't be doing. So I hope they don't kill me. But, you know, I debate every year if I want to, no matter if it's successful or not, if I want to do another season or not, because it really does put a strain on you.
I'm just remembering the Pentagon episode now where you almost got us all killed.
You know, when I was doing that episode, that hour I was in the Pentagon there, in that war room area, mm-hmm. That's when they were killing Gaddafi.
Holy
really?
Mackerel.
At the same time I was in there.
Wow.
Exactly.
I don't know what to say to that.
I accidentally hit a button that started the attack. I'm not sure.
You don't touch anything.
Larry the Cable Guy tonight at Sioux Falls Arena. Before we go, and do you still have a few minutes? I hope you do.
I think so. Let me see. How much time are you supposed to have with me?
Like 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you as much time as you want.
Wow.
Right on.
Thank you, sir.
Well, because I got some...
But let's try to speed it up.
Okay. This has afforded you a great opportunity, too. I think something that, speaking of lasting legacies, the Get Her Done Foundation has done some amazing things through comedy and through the food we were talking about earlier.
That's right. Yeah, I wanted to be the proceeds of my foods and goes to the Get Her Done Foundation. All the proceeds of my profits from that food goes to the foundation, you know. So it's kind of like what Paul Newman used to do, mm-hmm. you know, or as close to it as possible. But it's a good cause. If I don't have enough time to get into it, but if you want to learn about my Get Her Done Foundation, just go to getherdonefoundation.org, or you can get to it from my website, LarryTheCableGuy.com, and just read about it. It is. You're right. We do a lot of stuff for veterans and children, and you'll get a kick out of some of the stuff we did on there.
Larry the Cable Guy, Sioux Falls Arena tonight. Tickets are still available. Larry, we will see you at the arena. Thanks for joining us.
Get her done.
And I will see you. I'm coming, so I'll see
you.
Well,
I would hope you are. If you don't, I'll come over to your house and bust up the joint.
We'll bring the bagels.
Bring the bagels, but leave off that damn hot stuff.
Okay, no problem.
We'll do.
I didn't think it was going to be hot. It looked so delicious and creamy when I put it on.
And then it addicts you, and you have to have more cream cheese to soothe the burn, but then the burn's in the cream cheese.
Oh, dear.
It's like Satan himself took a crap on my tongue. All right, then.
Thanks, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get it.
Thanks.
Right, see you.